What I consider to be the greatest crime of modernity, which is the destruction of childhood. We're living at a time when children are literally being prepared to become little consumers, where their childhood is being robbed from them, where they are being confused so much about who they are and what their identity is. And this process of the destruction of childhood is the greatest crime that humanity can actually be accused of. What have we done? We've created our own consumer idea of childhood. The grown-ups have created their idea of childhood. They've created all these toys, like these plastic toys, which make funny noises, you know, all these funny noises and things, and the child comes and it looks at it and it becomes absolutely mesmerized by it. And then it gets bored, wants another one. And you have to replace it because it's complete. There's nothing to do with it. It doesn't come out of the imagination of the child. It is what I call the dialysis of the imagination. It is an external imagination that is controlling. And then they get bored if you don't have something. And now they have this mobile phones. They have these screens which are forever engaging them, destroying their own imaginations. So they become caught into this world of continuous stimulation from outside. When they come then to the end, they don't create, the parents are, you know, this helicopter parents thing, they're always supervising them, over them. They can't go out. They can't create their own world. So when they get to the age of 14, 12, 14, when they get to that big stage where they're ready to go into the adulthood, the journey into adulthood, then they make their rebellion and they try to create their own society. And you get the Great Rebellion. So this is the thing. So whenever I'm asked, when I've been giving a talk or anything, you know, what should you do? Reclaim childhood.